Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Welcome to MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Millman.
And today we are celebrating 50. This is our 50th episode, Emma. So exciting.
Woo! We've invited guests back from our previous 49 episodes to see where they are now. So we're happy to welcome back John Killam, Kim Ingalls, and Christy Grignan from MassMEP.
Yeah, and we have on with us Mark Schmidt and Anthony Diaz, and they're both from NIST, Laura Teicher from Forge, Christine Nolan from CAM, which is the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, Paula Martell from Northeastern Machine, John Sinopoli and Pete Morin from Synergex.
And then we finally end with two more of our own, Ron Giard and Lisa Oden.
So we hope you all enjoy the show.
John, welcome to our 50th episode. Did you think we'd ever get to one?
So how long has it taken us to do 50?
So a year and a half.
That's excellent. Are you at a level where you have all the stuff in place and you just kind of flip a switch, or is this something you have to recreate?
Yeah, I think it kind of depends. I think most of the times we can flip a switch, but some of them we do. We do a little bit more research on them. You've only done two episodes with us though.
I know.
Good. So we need to get you in to do more.
Oh yeah.
So as the president, did you ever think that a podcast would be one of the tools that we would ever have to use as like a method to reach our audience in manufacturing?
In all honesty,
yeah.
I didn't get it at first,
yeah.
But as time goes on, the method has to change,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, people are looking at a quick video,
yeah.
Whether it's I don't know all of them, Instagram or any of those, yeah. TikTok. Give me 15 seconds of the most amazing thing you'd ever see,
yeah.
And that's what you're competing against.
And for whatever reason, people love podcasts,
yeah.
They do, but it's I think the significant point is it's got to be 30 seconds of something amazing, right?
Yes.
A piece of information, not everything, but a piece of information.
Yeah. We have another guest in the waiting room. Do you mind if we let this guest in?
No, that's all right.
All right. So I'm going to let another guest in.
The only.
Yeah. I think this guest will be she'll feel much more comfortable knowing that you're in here. She feels like you do. She hates getting on these.
She's been trying to get in for the last 15 minutes.
Kim does?
Yeah. She's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
What? I hate this stuff.
These are going to be the bloopers that get cut.
I love this stuff.
Oh, God.
I was going to say a bunch of lies. Now I can't.
Because John and Kim are on. So right now we're on with John Killam, who is the president of MassMEP, and Kimberly Ingalls, who is our center director at MassMEP. So yeah, thanks for jumping in with us.
We are trending.
You know, who are we trying to address when we have these podcasts? You know, I think the mode that we use will connect with some people and not with others.
Yeah.
But it's something that we need to evolve. Kim, we're going to have TikTok.
Oh, great, great. You and I can work on that together. I'm sure we'll have plenty of TikToking to do.
Well, we talked about it. So, John, you did one of the very first podcasts with us. And after you did that podcast, we sat with you because we talked about what was happening with the pandemic. And then you did another podcast. We jumped in with the manufacturers. But then after that, your celebrity kind of took off because you did, what, three or four, maybe five other podcasts So you've kind of, you're a celebrity in your own right in the podcast world.
Well, thank you. the effort that you're trying to accomplish here is to give MassMEP more exposure, yeah, provide a personality for, yeah, our clientele and our stakeholders, yeah, demonstrate who we really are, not just the people that go out, deploy services.
Yeah, yeah. We try to put that human element behind, yeah, it. That's what I think, if that's one thing, and you know, you guys can say if it's one thing I think we've learned from what happened in the past 2 years, I think that's definitely more people are trying to get that human side of things again. You know, they wanna reconnect as people. So right, it was kind of taken away from us for quite a while there. So that's what we want back.
And so for a little dinosaur history, my way of always communicating, yeah, was you go into the plant and you hold a plant-wide meeting and everybody discusses or they hear the message. Yeah. And if you need to do more of those, you do more of those. But we saw everybody each day. And so the way we communicated was very, very verbal.
Yeah.
And then it was emails, not necessarily the phone, but it was whether we could see them or not, and then emails. That, yeah, doesn't work today.
Yeah.
There's a better way to message us, and I do see that.
It's a whole new way. It's rethinking how we message and the message that we're sending, right? So is it really coming across in the sense of how we wanna make sure that MassMEP is represented?
We have another guest in the waiting room. Would you mind if we let this guest in?
Ooh, depends on who it is. No.
This is exciting.
Another one of the podcast. We've got three people who don't like to be on the podcast.
I'm not sharing the screen with Christy and Kim.
No. John has become a diva since doing the podcast. Like, he's a celebrity in his own, he's a podcast celebrity in his own right. And now he's like, excuse me, I have a writer. It specifically states I have to have the screen time all to myself. So Christy Grignan has joined us, the director of sales and marketing from MassMEP. So we have this is like the upper echelon in here with us, Emma. It's pretty exciting.
This is intimidating.
The MassMEP upper echelon.
She was talking or choking or what?
I got to Google that.
Yeah.
This is intimidating though. You come in and you guys are all laughing and have a great time. I feel like you're laughing at me. I'm like,
hey. We were.
Good to know you were talking about me. Every time I get on, I say, I thought I screwed up enough last time that they wouldn't invite me back.
Cross checking Christy's sick dates. They're going to be all on podcast.
That's it. What were you guys talking about before I came on?
No, we were just talking about podcasts and how far we've come with it. Is there something that you guys think for the manufacturers maybe that we haven't hit on yet that you think would be a good topic of discussion? Are you hearing things out there that you think, hey, that's something we might want to talk about? I know.
Where do you begin? You know, the message, the solution is not in somebody else's hands. You can't wait for the legislator to change policy to fix your problems in manufacturing.
Yeah.
My mantra is, it's your responsibility. You own the business. What are you doing to make it better?
And how can help you?
And if you don't know, we can help you. We did talk on this last call about a number of resources that are available in the state to support manufacturers. And it's amazing how many resources they are. But at the end of the day, whether it's money or MassMEP, the manufacturers struggle to carve out time to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And if maybe that's the message, make an investment, Mr. and Mrs. Manufacturer, make an investment with a known ROI. Mm-hmm. So that you understand you're not going to perform great for maybe a couple of months, but after that, you'll be able to make up the loss very quickly and perform at a high level. I think that's where we come from. And so I know we send the messages, particularly with the senators or the reps, that, hey, there's a lot of state resources available to you. And that's in part involving the whole community of Massachusetts, not just trying to carve out everything for MassMEP. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the message really needs to be, I think, help yourself and let us help you. Yeah. We can find you money to do that. We can find you resources, but you have to carve out the time to get better.
Yeah, that's what they say. Time's your biggest asset. So it's putting it aside ahead of time and putting yourself in training and allocating certain resources to save it in the future.
Yeah.
Benefit the future.
Yeah. We'll have to bring these up again. We have another podcast we'll be doing in the future where we're going to talk about 2022. So I think we may have the same guests on the podcast that are in here right
just
now.
Just because you guys love it so much.
Yeah.
We want to give you the time.
Yeah.
I think you bring up a really good point, though. I think that's where we're hearing every single place that we go. We can't take people off the shop floor to improve our profitability, our growth.
They can't take people off the floor to improve. That's it. Whether it's people or process, and we have a JM and a JS scheduled. And I think that's brilliant, because if you can address safety and job methods, really is the interaction between the employees and their direct reports or their supervisor. It helps through that process. Why aren't we working on things like that? It doesn't take a lot where you improve your people first. Yeah. So there's many ways to go at it, but I understand manufacturing has high demands, and it takes somebody strong to say, look, I'm okay to fail for the next 2 months because I know I'm going to get better.
That's short-term risk versus long-term risk.
Yeah.
That's what you're really gamble on.
Yeah. And if you think about, so during the pandemic, right, if we look back at the pandemic and we think about the companies, the manufacturing companies that took that risk because of the situation they were in and how quickly they turned around and they grew and they helped every aspect of the healthcare, every type of piece of manufacturing there had something to do with helping that COVID response. Mm-hmm. That was a huge, and in a short time frame, it was a huge success, as far as all that goes. So a little bit of time in any given period of where you are in your manufacturing process, the time is what's going to get you back to where you need to be.
We made a quantum leap by going to manufacturers and saying, here's some money, here's an opportunity to produce something else. Can you pivot?
Yep.
And we learned a lot about who was capable, who wasn't. But the ones that did pivot, they learned a lot about their organization. I guarantee that is going to help them. The ones that didn't pivot need to be talking to themselves about why couldn't we pivot?
Yeah.
Right? Instead of, well, is the state going to give us more money to do that? We can give you a lot of money, but if you're not in position to do it, it's not effective. Merrow got a big chunk of money, and they're building, right? They're going to hire another 150 people as a result of the Merrow process.
Wow.
That's just one.
There was a lot.
And Charlie's comment too was, if they didn't do all the work that they've done over the last 5 years with, leaning out their manufacturing, becoming more agile, they would not have been able to pivot the way that they did. So you got to put the work in ahead of time.
If somebody could do it, then why can't the others?
And I think too, when we were doing those roundtables, during that COVID period with those manufacturers, they all learned a lot from that. That was a really helpful sort of makeup of taking place, for us being in there when we couldn't get in there. Sort of gave everybody a format and a table to speak at.
So thinking of Haley, we were talking about a little bit technology shift. As we look around every industry, what are they doing differently to stay in business? Any company that's servicing a client, like a service industry, how are they getting in front of the client? How are they engaging them? Is there new technologies? We may have to shift again to figure out how to get into the manufacturers to get them going on something, get them excited so they bring in our experts and move it along. something different to think about.
Yeah, no, it's a great way to think about it. And what we also need to show them too is we work just as hard when we go in there, when we're implementing it. We are cleaning your space. We are making it shine. So we're going to roll up our sleeves and get ugly with you guys. So yeah. Think of it as an extra employee for the day.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why it's so important that we make change every day so that the manufacturer gets confidence from day one. And then, you know, they see where we're going. It's a much easier deployment, but the leadership at these companies must be involved to sustain it. But Haley, you want to start the podcast?
I got to kick you guys out of here in 3 minutes anyway. We have two more guests coming in.
Who's coming?
So we're bringing everybody back. So the reason we're doing our 50th episode is because, well, one, we think it's a really big deal because we made it to 50. And two, we're bringing everybody back that we've done podcasts with the past previous 49 episodes. So that's why obviously you guys are in here. You all were participants and guests. It would be in some of our podcasts over time, but we also have coming in, we have Mark Schmidt and Anthony Diaz. They're coming in from NIST MEP. So they were on with us. We talked about Manufacturing Day. We always like to do one with them for Manufacturing Day. So they're going to come in, they're going to talk to us. And then obviously throughout, we have a couple of others. We have Laura Teicher from Forge. We have Christine Nolan coming in from Mass Tech or Center Cam. And then we have John Sinopoli and Pete Morin from Synergex. And then our own staff, Ron and Lisa Oden. So we just get a little chance to talk to everybody about, you know, how far they've come and where they are today, you know, what they're doing today. Because we know this podcast obviously has just, it's excelled everybody in their celebrity career. So, I mean, just taken off. So John is, like I said, he's been on, I don't know how many podcasts now. He gets requests all the time. He's asking us to write him scripts. Like it's getting up there. Yeah. So yeah.
The paparazzi, they're in the parking lot right now. They're outside of John's office.
Yeah. That decoy, it's the decoy cars that we put out in the parking lot now so that we don't let everybody know that they think he's here, but he's really not. Yeah.
Are we done?
John, you can leave whenever you would like. You enjoy this and you know you do. You're like, gosh, I miss being with those ladies in the office every day.
I really do. So, nice. I heard a comment about Emma. That she is looking to go into manufacturing.
No? She's in manufacturing.
No.
I was going to say, is that when they say I work in manufacturing?
No, I heard from Judy that when you went to the college for the...
Oh, we at Stonehill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Well, I've never been in a lab. I've never really seen any kind of like official setting for the manufacturing industry besides like Mass MVP is what I know from it. So still learning, but yeah, I was very excited going in. A lot of new things to learn. I was like a little kid in a candy shop.
So I think that's brilliant that you're able to get out there and understand what our customers are doing.
Thanks guys. Thanks for jumping in. We appreciate it.
That was bye guys. Good luck with the rest of your day.
Thanks. Have fun.
You're still in the office, huh?
Yeah. We'll see you in a couple weeks for the next podcast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. We have Anthony and Mark in the waiting room.
This was episode 46 on the 4th of October. Manufacturing Day.
Listen, sometimes you better watch what you wish for, because if I recall correctly, Emma, you probably back me up on this. I specifically remember Anthony saying, oh my gosh, please have us back for your 50th episode. That would be fantastic. So I'm just saying, here you are. Welcome to our 50th episode.
I am happy to be here.
Yeah. Anthony, are you in the world of Zoom over there on that side? Or you're still trying to connect? He's probably still trying to connect.
He's panicking right now.
Just so you know, right, it's neither here nor there about any of this, but I didn't know where we were going with what was going to happen here today.
Yeah.
So I did put on my biggest, heaviest winter boots. Again, I didn't know where we're going, but I wanted to be ready to deal with whatever.
No, he's talking about how much, you know what, we might get into today. That's why he wore his boots.
Oh, God.
There's Anthony. There he is.
Yeah. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. And yes, you're right.
We did agree to be back if we were selected. You know, can't complain. It's very nice. Wow, you both look so snazzy. Like,
so you guys were on, Emma, when did you say they were on with us?
October 4th, episode 46.
Ah, how about that? So what have you become since you were cast out into the world as a celebrity podcaster with Mass MEP? What have you guys been up to in the past couple of months? Month. It's been a month. What have you been up to?
Absolutely. Shooing away the paparazzi, just trying to have some privacy.
Have you been getting requests? Did you get an agent so that they could filter through all your movie deals that are coming your way? I know Mark did. Mark got one. He said he had to get an agent to filter through all of his blockbuster movie requests.
I think some fun things that have come out in the last month. Mm-hmm. We're about to launch NIST.gov/MEP. We're going to put out an infographic on manufacturing myths debunked. Kind of looking at what manufacturing means to this country, right, and to the economy, and looking at, you know, the hundreds of thousands of manufacturing facilities around the country, and how they employ tens of millions of people, 12 million people, and that, you know, manufacturing is everywhere. We talked about this, you know, a month ago. Manufacturing doesn't mean just one thing, right? It's not monolithic in any way, shape, or form. It's kind of more ubiquitous. It's everywhere, right? That of these couple hundred thousand firms, that 99% of those companies employ less than 500 people, right? Nearly 75% of those employ less than 50 people. Yeah. Manufacturing, that thing we just said that's not monolithic, is kind of a global powerhouse for our country and for our economy, right? We talked about last time manufacturing solving problems, as opposed to those myths like manufacturing is a problem. No, manufacturing actually is a problem solver. Right? You think about maybe national security. That's manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Economic inclusion, right? Manufacturing is going to play a role in that. I think it's part of our job to really talk about those things. You know, what is the power, right? What is the real power of manufacturing in this country? And then we as at NIST and MEP and the MAST MEP, what can we do? You know, what can we do to one, amplify that powerhouse, and then two, right, work with the individual companies inside of that to make them the most competitive that they can be.
We just talked about that a little bit with John Killam, our president, and with Kim, our center director, and Christy, we talked a little bit about that too.
Just coming out of COVID and how the spine, I think, of it, everyone was leaning towards manufacturers. It basically kind of just lifted us through.
Yeah, I think the point that Mark makes is right, is that there certainly are a lot of challenges that exist in the country right now in terms of, COVID, supply chain issues, and workforce issues. And I think that manufacturing is like a kind of like a highway to help solve those issues, whether it's there's so many jobs and great paying jobs and diverse jobs across the country where folks want to manufacture more here. Well, I mean, whether you have a college degree or some kind of vocational degree or some other kind of education, one, not every good paying job needs or should require a college degree. If there's a good specialty training program, vocational program, that's one way that you can get a good job. If there's a college degree or some kind of STEM education, or you want to work in something else, manufacturing is also a good avenue. And it's just the fact that there's so much diversity in manufacturing. Like I think we talked about last time, and Mark had mentioned now, like everything needs to be manufactured, whether you're like working in, you know, semiconductors and doing the fancy, super fancy, very interesting research that helps with advanced manufacturing, or you're working on, you know, developing new composites or something like that. There's a space for you. If you're also working on, you know, the project management side and how to kind of put in a cobot or robot to improve operations of a factory, there's that. If there's, you know, if there's a factory, or if there's a manufacturing operation, it needs HR people, it needs IT people, it needs, you know, sales and marketing people. So, I mean, and frankly, I mean, something that we recently put out a blog where in the past 5 years, MEP has helped out, I think, nearly manufacturers in nearly 90 different makes codes. So it's everything from semiconductors to aerospace to, you know, metalworking. You know, you have advanced manufacturing, you have traditional manufacturing. Manufacturing is diverse. So there's a career in manufacturing for you, whether you want to pursue the higher education or if you're going to pursue specialty training. And if you want to work in aerospace or something else, there's manufacturing opportunities for you. And the supply chain issue, I mean, a lot of the problems that are happening now are just, you know, having to outsource, you know, having to you know, bring in materials from around the world to the United States. Maybe that's an opportunity for a company that wants to increase domestic sales by opening up a new type of production of a certain widget and sell. So what's interesting, we've heard, is that, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that are struggling right now. And there's also a lot of companies that are doing really well because they've either pivoted, or they are making new products, or they've implemented strategies like making more things in-house, putting, you know, different kinds of production in-house. It's just an interesting time to be in the space.
Yep.
And I agree, manufacturing is a solution to a lot of our problems.
You're right. I think we talked to somebody earlier. We had a event this morning with the legislature, Senator Moore in Massachusetts, and he said, you know, one of the big things that the pandemic did was it kind of pushed us to escalate in a way that maybe we were kind of dragging our feet a little bit before, and now it was kind of one of those things where, wait, we need to make these pivotal changes quickly, and way more, you know, the advancement of it was just that much faster than we had ever expected it to be. And it's just, it's definitely put us in a different space, but we're good for it. We're happy to have it. We're excited about where it's going. I know you guys are as well. So it's definitely one of those things. We have guests that they jump in the lobby. You can't see them.
This is an exclusive group. I'm so happy that we're a part of it. It feels very cool that we're joining the, congratulations on the 50th also podcast. That takes a lot of work.
Thank you. That's what John Killam just said to us. He asked us, he's like, how long did it take to get there? And we said, well, it took us a little over a year and a half.
So do you anticipate your next guests who are in the lobby? Do you anticipate any of them dressing like a giraffe?
I do not. Mm-mm, no. And I also don't anticipate them wearing a pair of shit kickers either.
Can we cuss on this podcast?
Can we say that on this podcast?
We can.
Because they're going to go crazy.
Right? Well, you're not limited on podcasts. They can't, yeah, they can't do that. We have to put an E.
I love it.
Right?
We'll just do a disclaimer.
Yeah, this is not for children. So yeah. So please don't. And Mark, yes, you were allowed in, even though this is not for children.
I love that you have that just available next to the desk.
That's what I mean. Like
you sit down and that's what's next to you. Is the head of a
draft. I think, you know, like manufacturers and like manufacturing, right? The ability to adapt and change and sort of blend in and solve problems is important. So you never being prepared is
I can't prepare it. I mean, I didn't have a jacket with me, but Look, I knew what I was getting into. Oh, look, I've got these Elton John glasses that are pretty sweet. I can't see you guys now, but here we go. Look.
I love it, Anthony. That's fantastic. Oh my God.
The fastest put together Halloween costume ever.
Yeah. So next time we do our Halloween episode, we're having you guys back on, but yeah, you got to come back in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Dress. And we'll do a dress up. We'll do a dress up.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Maybe there could be a video component to the next Halloween one, or like MEP Halloween competition or something like that.
We did one of those this year. We actually did one.
Oh yeah. I saw your picture. I forgot. Was it a 90s, hip hop 90s dancer?
We had a, Oh, that was, he was the hippie.
He was a hippie.
We had a hippie. And then we had a pizza delivery person. We had a, we had like a 90s.
Dad Takes Vacation.
Yep. Emma did Dad Takes Vacation. So yeah. So we will. Thanks for the idea, Anthony. We appreciate it. So yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks guys for joining us. We really, we appreciate it. And you got your wish. We brought you back. So don't be surprised if you get another invitation from us to come back again.
Maybe on your 300th episode.
On our 300th, yeah. We're going to go a little longer next
time. It's going to be a long time.
I guess that'll be like in 3 years or so. I guess we'll see you again in 3 or 4 years then.
Thanks for coming in and joining us, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Have a great one, guys.
All right.
Have
bye, guys. Day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you both?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
Good. Happy 50th podcast.
So exciting. Oh, I don't think we ever thought we would get to this point. I didn't.
I was going to say, you've been the spot of it. So she's been carrying the weight of it for a bit.
I never thought it. It's pretty cool though. I didn't realize it. It comes so quickly. So you do these quite a bit though now, don't you, Laura? A lot of the speaking engagements.
I feel like I'm a Mass MEP podcast superstar. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I think you've 4 or 5 episodes?
Yeah, you did. The very last one was the mashup, right? Episode 44.
Yeah, we did, because we talked about, we have the other one. We haven't posted one yet, but we actually have another one with Laura that we just did. Mm-hmm. Hasn't gone live yet. And that was, we talked to you and remind me his name.
Siddharth.
Siddharth.
Founder of Gen H.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Siddharth. So
and you, woman in manufacturing.
Yeah, that was a fun
one. That one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Yeah, you christened our podcast on that event. We now use swear words because of that.
Oh, I'm so proud.
I did.
All the filters are gone this morning.
Yeah. The previous guests were like, are you allowed to say that on the podcast? I'm like, yeah.
Well, that could be my big accomplishment for 2021.
Oh my gosh. So now are you slowing down a little bit with the holidays and stuff and giving yourself a, oh my goodness. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
A special guest. Who is our special guest, Laura?
Dog Finn. I guess he decided he wants to be a podcast star.
He knows how big the day is.
Bombing at the moment. I'm not sure if we're live on the podcast at the moment, but Finn's pretty excited to be guest starring.
Nothing better than when someone works from home and the dog comes in the Zoom. Everyone just lights up.
Well, it's a testament to the energy you both bring to this podcast, because that's definitely what drew him over.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Finn. How are you? Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Finn, can you say a happy 50th podcast?
He's like, yeah, look at my tail. That means happy 50th. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
He is handsome.
He's waiting for his question.
Yeah. How old is he, Laura?
He's about 4. He is a rescue, so you never know for sure.
Oh, he's so cute though. Oh my gosh, so handsome. I love it. I love it. So yeah, thanks for thanks for coming on and doing the podcast with us, because we appreciate it. Because a lot of times we try to come up with things, and it's great that you can always bring us great content. you know, that we can then put out to the audience. So we do appreciate you supporting us and backing us along the way too. So it's why we enjoy having you back with us. We say the same thing. And Emma always says that your voice is so soothing to her.
It is. Thank you. We always say, you should do audiobooks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I retire from Forge in another 50 years, that can be my next career.
Here you go. That's perfect.
Just make sure you credit me.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to for the holiday season, Laura, for you?
It's a great question. And to be honest, I haven't made much in the way of plans. Mm-hmm. I think one thing I'm happy to do for the Forge team, which we've discussed is awesome and deserves it, is this year we're instituting for the first time at Forge, closing the office for a whole week at the end of December. Yeah. And that will be a norm going forward. I think, you know, the team has worked so hard. Our help for startups has been so in demand with the global supply chain disruptions. We've tried to do a number of things like that to make sure that people are really taking a break. So I'm looking forward to the whole team taking that time to refresh and come back in 2022 at a whole new level of strong. We've added some team members, as you know, and we have big plans for the new year.
I love that.
I love that too. You don't hear about that.
No, that's that work-life balance that everybody looks for. And they're trying to find right now. And I think that's so nice. I bet your team is ecstatic about it. They probably were like thrilled. Like, this is so great. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know who wouldn't be thrilled over
I
that.
Know. I bet you they're so that's something. Yeah. Appreciative of it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it shows effort two ways, you know, building that relationship.
Yeah.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Paid off. Yeah.
Earned it. They've worked incredibly hard, and we didn't really get to take a lot of time off over the summer because we had all those big events in the fall. Mm-hmm. So it's also meant as a forcing mechanism to ensure people really do take a substantial break and not just a day or two here or there.
Right. Oh my god.
Especially around the holidays, that's normally when people are the most stressed. So it's another weight off the shoulders, just being able to breathe, not think about anything.
Hopefully, and then again, really excited to start the new year with a significantly larger team and really ambitious goals after that break.
Yeah, that's great. Great little recharge to the batteries, you know, and to bring them back. That's awesome. That's super cool. So what are you looking forward to for 2022?
Well, there are some things I can't quite share yet.
Darn it. I thought she was going to spill some tea.
No, I love to give you an exclusive. Mm-hmm. What I will say is as you know, we have launched our third regional presence in 2021, and we're looking towards some other growth in the new year.
Ooh. And
I will let you know when I can be sharing things publicly, but expect even larger reach. As you know, we're on track to serve roughly 200 startups in 2021 alone, which is a huge acceleration. Just a few years ago, we were serving about 40 startups a year. And as we continue to launch, new presences and grow the team, that just keeps going up, we hope, and very importantly, without a reduction in service to the startups. So the outcomes stay strong, the over 90% survival rate, over 75% return rate. As you know, I believe we've created over 31 million in known contracts and purchase orders to make innovative products locally. And as more and more startups are finding us and getting that support, that number skyrockets as well, which is really relevant to this Mass MEP audience, knowing that there's this pipeline for prepared and exciting innovative products to make locally.
That's awesome. Well, you let us know when you can come back and spill it all, and we'll have you on for another episode. And we're gonna have to start putting you on to, like, you might have to start getting credits for the podcast. Like, you'll be like an executive producer or something. You might have to be.
Yeah. Importantly, does Finn get credits now that
he's absolutely anybody that good looking always gets credit. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll love to have you back on, and we'll I'll put you on the, we'll go through the calendar and put you on some highlights for 2022, and we'll do some big announcements and do some exclusives. We might even have to come up with some like special sound effects for those.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And of course, I imagine we'll do a second mashup next fall. I know we haven't quite started the substantial planning, but I think we're all in agreement that that was a great event and we want to repeat it and grow it in the future. So I'm sure we'll be able to put out some content around that as well.
Yeah, we have Christine will be jumping on with us too. We have her in the lineup for the 50th podcast. So we'll talk to her about that. We'll see if we can get her. Maybe she'll spill some things. We always find a way to pull things out of her. And then she always says, I don't know how you do it.
But. You see her go, cut it.
Yeah, she yells at us every time. Says, you can't release that. I was
it
right.
Just came out.
Yeah. So maybe we can get her to spill some goods on it. But yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and congrats again. Number 50. Did you start this in 2020? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's pretty prolific. Well done, ladies.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, March of 2020. We knew. It was one of those things. It was a pivot, you know, how do you stay relevant and in front of the manufacturing audience if you can't see them every day? And so we said, let's do this. And then Emma jumped in with us in 2021. And now we have like an extra, it's that extra brain power that you can go, what other perspectives do you see that we can kind of take this in? And so it's good to have somebody you can feed off of for that. So it works out really well. So yeah. Yeah, almost 2 years in the making. We hit 50. So, well, thanks, Laura. We appreciate it. So we will be in touch. Have a great holiday season if we don't see you before. And here's to a good 2022. And we'll meet again. So yeah, maybe next time we'll get to see you in person.
That would be a lot of fun.
Okay, Laura. Well, we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Congrats again.
Thank Bye. You. See ya. Okay, so we have a new guest joining us right now, and it's Miss Christine Nolan. Hi, Christine. Hey,
how are you?
Good.
I haven't seen you since, what was it, September 28th?
Yes.
I know the date.
Yeah, it's ingrained forever, right, in your brain.
That's right.
Yeah. Have you recovered?
I am recovered. Look at this. Even we're not gonna be able to see that in the podcast, I guess. But
that looks great.
Yeah, really nice poster from or sign from the mashup.
Nice. That looks great. Mm-hmm. So it's front and center in your office. So then, can we assume we're gonna see more of these? We're gonna do another one next year.
Another mashup? I don't know. Is Mass MEP on board to help? That's what I need to know first. I will not be doing it alone.
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. I don't know. Yeah. And I know people understand it and they do appreciate it. They do appreciate how much work was in it, but everybody loved it. The reviews were phenomenal. People were like, it was so good. It was so much fun. It was great to see people. So we're all in. We totally would love to be.
I think it's fun.
Yeah. I can't say that though, because Christy's not
all right. She might
hang me by my toes outside later and be
exactly.
like, hey, you can't commit
exactly. to that.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade, Christine. I don't know. Emma and I just
here. Sure. I think that's what you just called. You just backed out. You were in, and then you thought a little longer and you decided to back out. So and you totally went through your head, like, what did I just say live on this
immediate
podcast?
Retreat.
Yeah.
I see that it's being recorded, so I've got it. I've got you.
We'll make sure
you
clip that out before we send it over.
Yeah, we'll leave that one in because that's for pure entertainment right there. Everybody's like, oh, she's gonna get in trouble. She committed and she didn't get the approval yet. Oh gosh.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
well, right. It's good to see you. I'm glad you recovered. It was a lot of fun though. It was a great event. So we had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Robots dominated. So that was good.
Yeah.
Good robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done how many episodes, Emma?
Two, I think, right? Mashup. And then we did episode 37, MMAP.
Then I had another one too, because I did women in manufacturing.
You yes. did. That's okay. right.
You knew we were missing.
See?
Yeah, I'm a regular.
That's why we asked you to come on and celebrate our 50th with us. So
yeah, well, that's exciting.
You're busy on Wednesdays now to help out since you're such a regular.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. sorry, we don't have any glasses to cling to and cheers, but yeah, cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers later. To good event and cheers to
cheers to your 50th.
Thank you. We didn't I don't know if we ever thought we would get to this point, but we're here.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So what are you, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year? Anything exciting going on over there?
Yeah. You know, what we think a lot about is workforce. Yeah. So, and we have our Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative, which there's a working group meeting today where we'll be talking about workforce. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're going to update people on, which is really exciting, is our MassBridge program, which is a DOD federally funded project where we're looking at technician training programs across the state. And we're now in our second year with the program, but we are officially piloting new technician training programs in 5 of our community colleges where content has been added to 9 of the courses that specifically was put in place to address the needs of industry.
Yeah.
A lot of surveying and work that we did with industry. So super excited about seeing, you know, watching the results from that pilot program, what needs to shift. And then I think right now there's 176 students in those pilot programs.
Oh.
So, you know, watching their success and then what needs to change with some of the, you know, from the pilot and fully launching it in the spring and then expanding it to further community colleges. So that's exciting.
It's awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And then another thing we're talking about from workforce is, you know, we think now is the time, right? We talk a lot about this domestic supply chain coming back and not the time is right for it to do that. But, you know, where will our workers come from?
Yeah.
And we're going call out there to industry to get involved and see how you can help to get people more engaged in manufacturing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of work around that as well. Yeah. So it's good. Good stuff.
That's awesome. We, so I know, like, obviously we follow you on LinkedIn and stuff, and you always have a lot of good posts. You put a lot of good pictures on there too, because you're pretty busy. You are out and about out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Announcing M2I2 recipients, which is great. We had a fantastic event out at Solvis Global in Leominster, which was, they're doing some really great stuff in the robotics and additive manufacturing, large form additive. And they received some dollars from us to scale out their manufacturing in Leominster. So cool company to watch.
That's cool. That is exciting. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, then we'll have to have you back on in the beginning of the year. I actually think I have you written in the calendar. We were going through, you know, for 2022 ideas, and I think we put you in here to talk about what you've got going on for 2022, because we all are hoping that it's starting to take that turn, right? And so we're on our way out of it. So we'll definitely be back in. So you will be.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you'll definitely be a regular by then.
I'll be ready.
You know, I think you've come a long way, Christine, from the very first one to where you are now. Now you're like, whatever, I can handle these podcasts.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'll bring my dog the next time. And like, I'm telling you, once Murphy comes on, it's a whole different ball game. It's chaos. So even on a podcast, it'd be chaos.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it does, because she moves around and she's.
Yeah, we had the house at the Cape, the office.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, love it. Yep. Love it.
All right.
Awesome. Good. Yeah.
Well, again, congrats on the 50th episode. And I look forward to joining you ladies again soon and staying in touch.
Yes, absolutely. Christine, thanks for coming in and have a good holiday season. We'll see you in 2022. All right.
Sounds take great. Care. Thanks.
All right. Have bye, Christine. Time. Thanks. So we have a new guest with us.
Woo! I made a backdrop because my office is often messy. It's the sign of a brilliant mind.
is that what
I keep telling myself anyway.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
How are you?
We're great.
I'm the crazy HR lady at Northeastern Machine.
That's quite an introduction for yourself.
Yeah. Paula's been, you did two episodes with us, right, Paula? You did one with
We did a double episode.
Yep.
In the beginning.
Yep, episode
near eight. The beginning of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
And it was at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
It's a full year.
It was because we were working in COVID.
Yeah. Because you were allowed to stay open because you were essential, right?
Yeah, we were not shut down because we were essential.
Yeah.
So we did it with Diane. Mm-hmm. It was me and Diane talking about COVID and our trials and tribulations. For us, I don't think much has changed. We still don't have the public visiting. We're having a great deal of difficulty with hiring. We have 4 open positions and they've been open and been advertised multiple times. Mm-hmm. I have let students back in the building.
Good.
So we do have cooperative students and we have college students. So I currently have 3 students in the building and I'm adding a 4th in January. Right. And that will be the focus of how we upskill and hire. We're hoping that our students stay with us and become employees because we're having a great deal of difficulty with finding employees from the general public.
I was gonna say, I wonder why that is. Whether it's like the different preferences of like groups that are being targeted or.
Advanced manufacturers were open throughout the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So if you're a machinist trained with some job experience, you're likely working.
Yeah.
So we are advertising to those already employed, not to the unemployed necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an issue.
Yeah.
So you're really looking to lure someone away from another job.
Yeah.
And the students, during a pandemic, the vocational students that were being trained during the pandemic have no hands-on experience. And because of that, I think they're not entering the field. Mm-hmm. I believe that many of them feel ill-prepared for their career pathway. Right. So I would like to encourage those people who are new graduates who are not yet working in the field really to reach out to industry because industry would provide on-the-job training to help them get up to speed.
This isn't going to go anywhere anytime soon, but I do believe you have a lot of great advice and input and ideas that people may not have tapped into yet. So I think we need to get your knowledge out to others. Your best practices are... people can really benefit from that.
Well, thank you. I really think that it's about just being a little bit risky, right? It's a little bit of a risk to go call up the school and say, do you have a machining program? Or you can go online and see what programs are at your local vocational school. You can see if they have what you need before you call them up. But you really need to be out there a little and find your future, especially in these times when you get 0 applicants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to try. I mean, to not try is not going to solve your problem.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
Go. I'm going to set something up with people. You, though. Yeah, we have somebody in the waiting room, but I'm going to set something up.
Okay, don't leave them waiting.
No, I definitely want to have you back. Yeah, we're going to have you back. So thanks for coming in, though, and joining us for 50.
No problem.
Yeah.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Paula.
Bye.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
Good.
How's it? No Shave November?
Yeah, right.
I started, I think, pre-November, but
yeah. There you go.
Until the gray gets too bad, I'll get rid of it.
John, you're not doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
What happened?
No Shave November. No want to participate?
Oh, I always do the opposite of what everybody else is doing.
It doesn't surprise us at all. not surprised by that one. Not one bit. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. 50th episode, right?
Wow. You guys, you two look very professional for this one. And I thought this is just a recording.
For you, yes. For us, it may
be. You'll be a, okay.
Option for us too, yeah, so we might. Just to impress them.
Yeah. And we're in the office. Yeah. So we had everybody come back. How many episodes have you done with us?
We just did one. And then we had episode 33, we did the Cybersecurity Whispers.
Okay.
But I think you guys are up to 4 now, correct?
Sounds like right. I've been on 3. But yeah. John, I think, has been on more.
Yeah, I think yeah. It's 4 total.
Wow.
You guys are professionals.
Who's the winner? Who's got the most?
So I'm going to be honest, but Laura Teicher has the most from Forge. I think she's done the most. Or
she's 5.
She has 5.
Pretty interesting group, so that's all right.
Yeah. But you guys, you're tied with Christine Nolan.
Yeah.
Yep.
For 2.
Yep. You're in 2nd place. You guys have got 2nd place. So, I mean, if you can come up with something in the next couple of weeks for us to do for 2022, where you're going to go into 1st place.
I'm saying.
We're all ears. All ears on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. CMMC is going to help us with that content. They did it right. There's a bunch of news with all that. So we'll get prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard what is happening? So
yeah,
there okay.
I'm at a loss.
Well, there's this
We're going to do it right now.
Yeah, we can do that.
We have in our latest newsletter there's a piece going out and there's this gentleman that he does like a whole on YouTube about CMMC. I don't know if the
is it like the YouTube news where he kind of pitches his own thing?
Yeah, and he's talking about the whole CMMC thing. Now, I thought of you guys instantly. I was like, why don't they have their own YouTube channel?
Because we're over 40.
He is too. He is over 40 as well. I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding.
Scare people into engaging with it a little bit.
Yeah,
I think it's just because I have children who watch that stuff all day. I can't even imagine having my own YouTube show. Would I have to scream into the microphone and unwrap stuff for people?
I think you're thinking TikTok.
Oh, my bad.
You are over 40.
You
TikTok. That's the 30 time TikTok has come up today.
Yeah, it sounds to me as though what I'm hearing is that we need to have a TikTok channel. That's all I've heard all day.
That's it. Just quick hits. That's it.
Yeah, Emma's mind's like spinning right now with like, she's like, no, she's like coming up with all these ideas of what we could do on TikTok.
All I ever see on TikTok is people lip syncing to like short little beats and then it's over.
That's what I thought it was. And then yesterday, my wife shared a clip about this doctor that was talking about her on TikTok. And I'm like, I didn't know that TikTok had like, informational stuff. Yeah. Like anything useful at all.
Is there something super like all of a sudden it just came out that there something was released or something about CMMC like just this week?
Just last week.
Yeah.
So they released the 2.0 version of CMMC.
Yep. That's so, what it was.
And they cast doubt on the accreditation bureau, right?
Some, but I listened to an event last week from the Accreditation Bureau and they brought in members of the DOD too. And they were like, no, we're still using the Accreditation Bureau and the training that took place is all still in effect. And they will do for certain customers, they're still going to do the accreditation for them and do the certification. But
okay.
Wild.
But it changed a lot. I shouldn't say it changed a lot. It changed back to what was the NIST 800-171. Primarily, that's what it is, with some modifications at a higher level above. There were like five levels in the certification model before. Now it's down to three. Okay. And the first two kind of match what was happening in NIST. And then there's a new level, but that's for your companies that are much higher and like your prime companies.
Okay.
Lockheed's and Raytheon's of the world.
The big ones. Okay.
We can throw a video together if you want. If you'd prefer to send us out in your newsletter, that we could whip something off.
Absolutely. We totally would. We would love to do that. Yeah, totally.
When's the newsletter going out?
30
minutes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm not sure I'm having you on Zoom right now.
Yeah. Let's just turn this into a video. Next newsletter will go out in January, and we're actually we're looking at revamping the newsletter. So we're going to have a whole new type of newsletter. It might be a little bit more digitally savvy, we'll say, we're considering doing. This might work out perfectly, actually.
So why don't in December we do our next podcast or webinar, and then you use that in your... Okay.
I like it.
You don't want to do something prepared?
I can.
We can bring Ryan in here. That was like your favorite day, wasn't it?
It was Ryan not
with all the cameras and
lights and cameras in your face and microphones and
You've come along.
It's like, whoa, back off.
Yeah. I mean, you think about so you guys started doing the podcast with us probably about a year ago.
I was going to say, in the
that was right after we did some video for here. So that was like my first break into video recording. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like this.
You've come a long way. Now you're like a podcast celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Freaking natural.
Yeah. Do you have the Christy was saying we have the paparazzi that hide out in the grass in our bushes and stuff. We have to put decoy cars out in our parking lot so that people think we're here, but we're really elsewhere because we don't want them to know where we are because we've done so many podcasts now.
It's really blowing up.
Yeah.
People are
I have a cardboard cutout that sits at my desk.
That's amazing. Great idea. We're getting them. We're getting the cardboard cutouts.
I got a fat head. That's the closest thing to that.
That's good. I like
it's like this big.
Yeah. That's perfect. We're going to do it. Yeah. No, we'll do that. We'll have you guys back. You'll have to keep us posted on anything else too. New stuff that's coming up and things that are happening. And we talked about this, so I'm not, we still have a podcast that's sitting in queue waiting to be released that we just did with you guys. So we don't want to release, put all our special sauce out there yet that we talked about, but that's going to be coming out. We wanted to do this one, obviously, because 50 comes after 49. So, we had to do the 50th episode first. And so that's why we wanted to have you guys in. And we have everybody that's come back and done multiple podcasts with us over the past, what did we say, a year and a half?
March 2020.
Yeah, is when we started doing this. So, yeah. Thanks. The pandemic really kind of, it made us realize we had to change things. I think you guys probably thought that too with, like I said that to you the first time I met with you guys was that your videos. I thought your videos were phenomenal, the way that you had them done. Did you think that it was something that you had to do to find a way to still connect with clients because you had to kind of change your message and your outreach to them?
Yeah, right. I think, the way people are consuming content now, it's just much more informative to have that video. I think when we did that video series, right, we had some of our clients. It was really nice to have a powerful message from someone other than us, squawk boxes. I think it was great to have that stuff out there.
Yeah. What was your favorite icebreaker question that we asked?
Ooh.
Do you remember them?
I only remember the last one.
I liked the idol or the person you'd want to meet question. I think that was our last one.
That was.
It's the hardest question ever.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's why I liked it. Yeah. It was tough to answer. I had to think about it for a little bit.
Yeah. We did the movie poster one too. That was my favorite one.
That was one of the first ones, right?
Yeah. What movie poster or what poster did you have on your wall when you were, what did we say, in high school? So we're on for December. Your podcast is going to come out in the next couple of weeks. You're on the lineup. Actually, I can probably tell you when we're going to release your podcast. So we have episode. You're right after this. You're episode 51. So you're going to be the next one to be released. You'll get released on the 29th of November. So listen to that cyber podcast, and then we'll schedule these guys to come back in, and we'll do the video. We'll do a fun little video, and then we'll have to dig in a little bit more about CMMC for what's, you know, going to change. And we'll talk about what's going on for 2022. And then the world is our oyster in 2022 and what we can talk about.
Well, let us know if you need us to do a video outside of the realm of this to replace that material. Yeah. We just can't be associated with people who are going to put that kind of material out. So
I will.
We need it.
All right.
Yeah. We'll have our people reach out to your people, and we'll look forward to a video from you.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Bye, well, thanks guys. Bye, have guys. A great holiday. You. We'll see you soon.
All right. You too.
All right. See bye. You. All right, so these are our last two guests. They are definitely not the least of our two guests, but our last two guests for our 50th episode, and none other than our very own Mass MEPites, Lisa Derby-Odin and Ron Giard. welcome.
How are you guys?
I'm great.
Ron, are you having a terrible day as well? Or
no, I'm good. No stress here.
That's fine. We got, between the three of us, we got plenty we can share. Don't worry.
I was going to say, yeah, you wonder why my hair looks like this, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Don't forget that you have to do that.
Yeah, you got to cut your hair.
Yeah, my hair's done.
It's a good thing we're not recording this, huh?
Don't worry. There's a lot of editing.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
When I first got in, it said I got it or I could leave the meeting, and I was going to leave the meeting.
No leaving the meeting. Yeah. No, so we, this is our 50th episode. And because we've hit our 50th episode, we wanted to invite people back that were on in our previous episodes. Lisa, I think, was probably one of the very first when we really kicked this off back in the COVID days, right, Lisa?
I think you're right. Yeah. I really think you're right. And yeah. I was thinking, wow, 50, that's a lot. Congratulations.
I was the 49th, I think.
No, you
that's
weren't.
Okay. I jumped in the 30s, so I'm also on the bandwagon here.
Yeah, yeah. No, you were, you did Lisa. And then since then, Lisa, you've jumped in on a couple and.
Yep.
Yeah. And you've.
They're always fun.
Yeah. Have you noticed any paparazzi following you around now because of this or?
No, I put a disguise on when I go out.
You do. Yeah. Okay. Ron, you
it's
the
just
same.
It's just the dogs that follow her.
Listen, the dogs and the cats, they've all made appearances. And we are fine with that. We love people's dogs and cats, like Emma always says.
I'm the biggest fan of when someone works from home, because the possibility of a dog hopping in is like 90%.
Yeah.
I wait on it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, flustered. I'm like, bring them over.
Yeah. Do you, either of you think that this past 49 episodes, we'll say, we'll call the time frame the past 49 episodes. Do you think that what we've been through, it's kind of brought us a lot closer together as a team and as an organization?
In a lot of ways, I think that it has done that, because we are working in more cross-functional teams than we used to, I think. So, you know, that means that we actually get to know and work with more people across all spectrums of the company in order to accomplish our organizational goals.
Yeah. Do you think, Ron, do you think this has been harder with reaching and getting to know manufacturers, or do you think there's kind of been some silver linings in it and maybe you've been able to reach out to more you wouldn't normally do?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the podcast played a factor in that. Right. But I think a lot has happened that has affected how we interact with each other and our clients. And I do think they're, you know, you always look at any situation, some of the positives from it. So, you know, given you know, the whole pandemic, the use of Zoom, right, the video chatting. Mm-hmm. I do think it's brought us closer internally as well, because we are more cross-functional, as Lisa said, and we're working that way. And the podcasts have helped to just learn about people, not just from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint. And whenever you can do that, it has a positive effect on, you know, a relationship. Mm-hmm. as you build internally and externally. So yeah, I think overall, and there'll be some things that will continue to carry on, even when things, you know, do allow us to get out to clients. I think there's a lot of efficiencies built into, you know, not having to travel to a client every time for the smallest things. You can hop on a call or a video chat and accomplish that in a shorter amount of time. So we'll hopefully be more effective.
I have to say, so Ron, obviously, Lisa is a celebrity in her own right. She's been on TV shows.
No.
She's, you know, hosted all kinds of events, podcasts, you name it. Obviously, Emma and I now we're getting up there as well. Not quite at Lisa's level, but one day we're striving. But you yourself, I think, have come quite a long way from the very first podcast. You feel a little bit more comfortable now being on these things and doing these public events. I mean, you even like take the lead and speak in these events now, these webinars and stuff. So I feel like you've grown.
Because Lisa has forced me to.
No, you know what, though? There's one that we did recently, which was for information session for frontline supervisor.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit of sort of, you know, an organizer in the background. I did not participate in that one. And Ron took center stage on that one. And I thought he did a phenomenal job, really, because, you know, he filled in when there were little bits of gaps here and there or whatever. He jumped right in. He kind of filled those in pretty naturally. So I was talking to him right afterwards. He was being a little hard on himself, I thought.
That's right. I was.
You did a great job, Ron.
That's right. You're always, you know, your worst critic, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I enjoy doing that. Obviously, it helps when you know the content, right?
Yeah.
So it goes a lot easier in addressing some of those questions that came up, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not quite there. I am. There's you know,
a lot
I have to match up to here, so I'll keep working it.
Oh my God.
It's always good to be able to poke fun at ourselves, right?
Yeah, I know. We have to. We did it. So the first group we had on, we started with Mass MEP and we're ending the day with Mass MEP. So we had John and Kim and Christy on first with us, and then we're, you know, wrapping it up with you guys. So it's good to bookend it with the most important parts of who we are as an organization. And like, what did John say? Something about bringing out the personality, the human element of Mass MEP, you know, it's, and letting people know who we are and what we do. Like, you know, Lisa, you do the employee spotlights, and kind of bring the attention to who our staff is. But that's the important part of this for us too, as well, is to let them know, you know, who we are, what we do, and who the people are behind all the hard work that gets done every day. So that's you guys. We're going to have you guys back on because in 2022, we're going to start focusing a lot more on what we do as an organization and what we offer, right? As a team, focusing more on our lean suite, you know, the trainings that we have to offer. Lisa is the expert in, you know, the grants, what's available out there and how we can help people get through that process. That's what Ron does all the time too. So you guys will be on this a little bit more frequently. So yeah, we will have you both back. Whether you like it or not, you're going to both be coming back because you're going to be talking to us more about what we do at Mass MEP. So, we'll be putting you up front and center, digging a little bit more about what we have to offer in our House of Lean and everything that we do at Mass MEP. So, all right, I'll let you guys go so you can get back to the rest of your afternoon, but thanks for joining us. Hopefully, Lisa, your day gets better now that you were able to join us. And Ron, your day can just keep going just as happily as it was when you jumped on.
Okay, good. I'll right back at it.
Yeah, right back to getting the surveys done.
Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Bye, guys. Thanks, guys. See ya. See ya. You
take care.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmap.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.